104.9 Star FM's
Tom and Ollie. Let's go. Hey.
Star FM's Tom and Ollie.
The podcast.
It's all good. Here we go.
For the genuine Telstra stores, Dean Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza.
Tom and Ollie.
Ollie, there is an absolute travesty rocking Australia.
I know what it is, Tom. Today. It's that I posted a photo of my man bun on our account and it's only got 5 likes. Is that what it is?
No, it's not. It's way more important than that.
Oh, okay. Well, what is it?
And if
then?
You're hungry, you might want to turn off the radio because right now, Ollie, across Australia, there is an avocado shortage. Oh, damn it. Every time.
What is so hard about pressing a button, mate? Why can't you just press the buttons?
Why is that phone call? I was on the other one.
Okay, so there's an avocado shortage.
Yes. John Tynan from Avocados Australia said that the production of avocados is very low and it wasn't looking to get better anytime soon.
So how am I going to have smashed avocado and feta on toast?
You're telling me! That's my favourite breakfast, Ollie.
I know it is. This is an outrage.
So I'm upset. I'm freaking out, right? My hands are shaking.
Yeah, well, you're getting withdrawals.
But I've got an idea.
Okay, what's the idea?
As Tom loves, he loves a good idea, and he's got a good idea, right? This is what we're going to do, okay? I need someone, lots of people, on 13, 12, 16 to give me a call right now if you have an avocado tree.
Oh-ho!
Right? If you've got an avocado tree in the backyard, what I'm thinking is, if we can get as many people as we can to donate avocados from their avocado tree.
Yeah, right, okay.
I gather them up.
A drive.
Right? We gather them up today, right? Then on Friday, we go out to QE2 Square.
We on-sell them and make personal profit.
No.
No, okay.
We go out into QE2 Square. I make a really big guacamole. I'll buy some corn chips out of my own pocket.
Yeah.
Okay. And we can all enjoy the avocado-ness.
You know what? That was a great idea until you mentioned the guacamole aspect.
How about we sell them for charity?
Yeah, let's just keep the avocados in their full form. They're easy to transport and keep what they keep better.
Like a dollar an avocado.
We sell them for cheap. They're like normally $4.
They're getting up to $8 at the moment.
Are they?
Really.
Wow. So let's sell them for cheap.
So 13, 12, 16. Do you have some avocados that you can donate for our avocado donation drive? Or as I like to call it, ADD.
Oh, wow. Not an ideal name, but yeah, that's a good idea. I like that.
Do you like it?
Yeah, that's really cool.
The avocado donation drive, if you want to be a part of it, right now, 13, 12, 16. We've got an issue, Ollie, with the avocado donation drive, the ADD.
You had a great idea. You said, there's an avocado shortage and let's fix it with donations. It's brilliant.
I want people to call on 13, 12, 16, donate their avocados and then we can on-sell them for charity, right?
Everyone wins.
Everyone wins.
Except the tree that gets depleted of avocados. But apart from that, everyone wins.
So on 13, 12, 16, I've unfortunately had no donations for this.
No one called up.
Donation drive. No one's called up, which, that's fine.
Well, so either people don't own avocado trees, there's none out there, or they do, and they're hoarding the trees. They know
how
much value.
That's what I think. I think people with avocado trees, right, they're not giving away their avocados. They know how precious these things
are. They're sitting on a gold mine of avocados.
Literally.
So how do we incentivize these people who have avocado trees?
I've got a plan, and I'm going to bring it to you tomorrow morning.
Okay. Can I throw it out there? Yep. I know some bikey gang members, and if we wanted to hustle some people, is that an option?
It could be it could be part of the plan. You'll have to be listening tomorrow morning.
I'm just putting out options here. Tom, it's about time for some hard-hitting journalism.
Mm.
And you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to go right ahead and steal your idea, because you had a good one. For once, not ideas bonanza. That is gone. You had a good idea. You said, let's have a referendum.
Yeah, which means a vote.
Now, it's a vote about a very simple question. I'm going to steal it off you and take the idea myself and do it all myself.
Do it.
Because you would stuff it up.
Do it.
Because you don't know what you're doing.
Do it.
Tom, the question is, the vote is, the referendum is on the Republic or the No Republic. Now,
tried to Shakespeare it up then, didn't you?
Yeah, tried to get fancy. Essentially, Australia is part of the British monarch. Yeah, we all kind of get
what
that.
What does that mean?
The Queen's in charge of us.
Yeah.
We're technically...
That is weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is weird. She's not really doing a whole lot here, is she? But still, we give her a lot of respect. So there is a movement, Tom, to ditch the monarch, to ditch all of that history of British rule and go, we're our own country, we're a republic. You guys can get stuffed.
It's weird when you hear the word Republican, it kind of sounds a bit American.
Yes, it
does.
And
I find it harsh to the ears, and I don't know why. But really, just a word that
it
means...
sounds like Donald Trump. That's what you. That's your mind goes
I think
there.
It is, yeah, I think it does.
But
really, all it means is that hey, let's make our own rules. Is that kind of the?
It just means we're our own country without right. any legal or royal ties to British rule.
Okay.
It's back on the agenda, one, because Malcolm Turnbull is a big fan and he's now the PM. But actually yesterday, David Morrison, Australian of the Year, who we were discussing earlier, has, in his speech, amongst other things, has said this.
And finally, and with great respect to those who don't share my views, and recognising our proud history of European settlement in this country and beyond, over 200 years and more, I will lend my voice to the Republican movement in this country.
Oh, well, what have you started, David? Well, Tom, here's the thing. Malcolm Turnbull, whilst being a supporter
of... Our Prime Minister, if you forgot, because there's always a new one every week.
He is an open supporter, but he's saying, I don't think right now is the right time because I don't want to do another vote.
Malcolm.
He doesn't want to have another heroic defeat.
Malcolm... Look, you're great, mate. You're a lovely man, but you're wrong there. Right now is the time, Ollie, and that's why...
Wow, Tom is just suddenly all for the Republic.
No. I'm all for a referendum.
Oh, great. Yeah, good.
13, 12, 16 is the number.
Let's put Malcolm's mind to rest. Not to rest as in put it at rest. Let's put his mind at rest so he can chill out, so he knows where we stand. Let's have a referendum right now. 13, 12, 16, Republic, are you for or against? Simple question. Votes via phone.
Tony, what do you reckon? Should Australia become a republic?
No, definitely not. A monarchy.
Okay,
monarchy,
you're saying
cool.
Definitely not, Tony. What are your thoughts?
Well, one, it's a waste of money. Two, we'd have an Australian appointing a head of state as a president or an Australian appointing a head of state as a governor general. Can't see the difference.
Right, and so you're saying... Yep.
Ordinary... We lose a public holiday, Queen's birthday. That's
ridiculous.
Queen's
birthday.
You raise some minor but good points. I mean, holidays are at one point, and also the cost factor. It's just a waste of money rebranding everything, isn't it?
Oh, because we'd have to lose the flag,
all the coins,
and all those flags that you bought for your Australia Day, like the stubby holders and stuff.
Logistical headache.
We've also got Scotty from Auburn, 13, 12, 16. Scotty, what do you reckon? Should we become a republic?
No, I reckon stay with the Commonwealth, mate, because Republic, that means we have to go up against China and America in the swimming, and they smash us in the Olympics, and let's dominate the Commonwealth Games. It's the only time we get a chance to look good.
So. Yeah, it's so true. Yeah, we just stay in the Commonwealth just so we can smash the games.
I reckon, yeah.
It's such a cheap and petty argument, but I feel you.
Sorry, Scotty, is the Commonwealth Games a highlight for you for your 4 years?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's pretty good when we smash like Nigeria out of the park, isn't it?
It's funny that I've never thought of the Commonwealth Games to ever be a highlight. I've always thought that they were a lesser Olympics. But according to Scotty, they are the highlight every 4 years.
They are lesser games, but we do win them comprehensively.
Well, it's out there, Ollie. I mean, we need to get in contact with Malcolm Turnbull now.
To say, you're right, don't do it. Tom, the unthinkable has happened to Chris Hemsworth.
What?
He's essentially been told...
He's gay and he's coming to get me.
No. Sorry, you know you're on the radio, yeah?
Huh?
Yeah.
Eh?
We're going broadcasting live.
What?
He's been told he's not good looking enough.
Actually?
No, not in those words,
right.
But essentially, you know how Lara Bingle was on the last tourism ad?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Where the bloody hell are you?
Where the bloody hell are you? Her partner, Chris Hemsworth, he's in the new one.
Great.
So this couple is basically the face of Tourism Australia. But they've launched their brand new ad campaign on Australia Day. It's an amazing ad. And Chris supplies...
How can the colour blue be a feeling?
Well, Tom, don't imitate it. Why don't we just have a listen to Chris himself?
How can the colour blue be a feeling?
Spot on, I reckon.
Well, it's hard to describe, but it is.
Yeah, that's probably enough.
You see, it's different.
He's right, though. It is a feeling. Look, he has been shunned.
What do you mean he's been shunned?
Well,
in
I
what
think,
way?
Well, he was meant to be in it.
Oh, are you sure?
Well, yeah, somewhat sure. But they've decided to go, you know what, the real star of this ad
is Australia.
The Australian
yes,
countryside.
Yes.
And the Australian beaches and
yes,
the coastlines
yes,
and Kakadu and all those great things. So he's voice
is pretty perfect, isn't it?
Oh, mate.
I mean, they say here that it's like it's the most authentically.
Do you want to hear it again?
Australian.
You see, it's different down here.
No.
The air just has more life in it. Sounds touch you.
That's pretty good.
And the light fills you up somehow.
Listen to that, or you can go.
That was
and
just
watch
me, Ollie. That was just
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no, I
me
know that.
Me and Chris Hemsworth are the same person.
Oh, wow. Tom, we should play some Alice Cooper, School's Back. No, it's School's
no,
Out.
School's Out.
Ah, okay, we need to get a School's Back song. Hey, School's Back, it's a fun time. It's a bit of a nervous time for one particular group, though.
Yeah.
I recall going into prep, and I did mention before, I did get a bit teary. I think it was day two when I got a bit homesick. But that was back in the day when school was scary and weird.
These days is fun.
Nothing to worry about. We thought we'd have a chat to some people who were doing exactly that.
And we've got Chance on 13, 12, 16. Chance, is it your first day at school? Chance, are you there?
Yeah.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Are you feeling well, Chance?
Yep.
So what do you think about day one of school? Are you excited?
Yeah.
Yeah, any other feelings?
Yeah, I'm going to play with some friends.
Yeah, that's going to be fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
And maybe, like, learn some maths and some new words and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, which school are you going to?
Primary, that's my sister's.
Okay, it's her school and you're going to be joining her.
Yeah.
Sounds a good chance.
Not in the same, but not in the same grade.
Not in the same grade.
She's older.
Because she's... and I'm going to be still five on my second and first.
Oh, well, mate, sounds like you've got it all covered. Have a good day.
And we've also got Lane and Finn. It's their first day at school as well. Good morning, Lane and Finn.
Hi.
Hey, guys. So are you guys twins or is different ages?
Different ages.
So who's in prep?
None.
None. Oh, so which grades are you guys going into?
Four and six.
Four and six.
Ah, cool.
Lane, are you going into grade six?
Yes.
Oh, Lane, you must be top of the school now. Are you excited?
No.
No, you should, Lane. For me, I reckon grade six was the best because you're like king of the school. Or queen, whichever way you look at it. That's great. All right, awesome. And Finn, you're excited as well?
No.
Just called up to say they're not excited for school. That's good.
Great. Well, we've got Charlie. He's 5 years old, and Charlie... You're excited to go to school today?
I don't think he's 5 years old, Tom.
Really? Oh, no, he's going to grade five.
He's going to grade five. It's his birthday today.
Oh, that's right.
Charlie, it's your birthday.
Yep.
Yeah, mate. Big respect. Happy birthday, mate.
Thanks.
You're going into year five. You're not 5 years old.
No.
No. Are you excited to go back to school today, Charlie?
Yeah. See all my friends again.
Yeah. See your friends.
Yeah.
What do you guys do?
It's my birthday.
Yeah, it's your birthday. What do you guys do at lunchtime when you're hanging out?
Just play soccer, footy, whatever.
Yeah, great. Whatever takes your fancy.
Charlie, I've got one question. Do you contact your books still? We used to contact our books. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Like put covering on them?
Yeah.
Sweet. Still a thing there and all.
Good. Keep them safe. Keep them sturdy.
Well, Charlie, happy birthday, mate. Have a good first day back into year five. It seems like there's a lot of different feelings out there today, though, Ollie.
Yeah. Not much excitement.
Let's take our lead from Chance, though, who's going into grade one.
Yep.
And
prep.
And he's excited.
What's the lead we're taking?
That we're excited.
Oh, okay. He's excited.
And that there's lots of friends that we can make on today.
Yeah. Massive day. Have fun.
Ollie, yesterday I brought you the massive scandal that is the avocado shortage. No longer can we have avocado on toast. I'm scared.
Well,
it is my favourite breakfast.
It's hard to believe, and it was going around on the internet that there's avocados that are just lacking all over the place.
They're saying Australia-wide shortage.
Australia-wide. I mean, we wanted to clarify, is it really a thing? Because I have seen them around. It's like they're off the face of the earth. They're around, but how much do they cost, you know?
That's why we need a fruit and veg specialist, an all-round good gal, Louise Arnold from Arnold's Fruit Market in Wodonga. Good morning, Louise Arnold.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
And Louise, you sound very chipper
always.
For someone who's going through an avocado shortage. What's going
darling,
on with this?
It's not the end of the world.
Okay, all right, that's good.
You know,
what's the
I'm
sitch?
Just trying to get my kids off to school, and that's my focus for this week.
Okay, right, well, not the avocado shortage.
Well, right now, switch on to avocado mode and fruit and veg mode.
Okay.
What's the deal here? Are we in a shortage?
Yes. We are in a shortage, but it doesn't mean we don't have any.
Okay, that's good.
So the Australian season of avocados is finishing, or almost finished.
Right.
And this happens every year.
Yeah.
So usually then we move to the New Zealand crop for about a month, just to fill in that gap before the next lot of Aussie avos start coming through.
Are they the Hass? Which ones are the Hass?
Well, there's Hass at the moment, and then a Shepherd that will come through.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of the Shepherd, I have to say.
I feel like you prefer it rough.
I feel like they're I do prefer it rough. And I feel like they're a harder avocado, the Shepherd.
Yeah, they're a little bit more buttery.
Juicier.
I like the Hass because you know when they're ready and ripe because they go from green to black. You don't even have to squeeze them.
Okay, great. Okay. Well, this conversation is rife with innuendo.
So here's what's happened. As I said, usually we go to New Zealand and there's usually a huge amount that comes through from New Zealand to fill in the gap for about a month. But what's happened, they haven't had any volume. There's not a lot coming over from New Zealand.
Come on, Kiwis. Okay, don't overuse that sound effect, please.
Okay, so that means we have a smaller amount of avos here in Australia.
All right.
The price does go up.
What's the going rate for an avocado at your joint?
Well, we're anywhere from $3.49 to $3.99.
That is good value.
Okay.
Can I just say, I'm not a coffee drinker, but what's a cup of coffee cost?
Yeah, $4.
Come on.
$4 for now,
avocado. You're getting all the goodness of a yummy avo. Don't not buy the avo. Don't think that you can't.
No, I think people should stock up. Boys.
Stock up.
That's what I reckon.
But here's what sounds pretty scary is when you buy them in a tray, they're almost $100 a tray.
That's like shipping in like heaps of drugs or something. It's like a massive haul.
Ouch.
They're like gold.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, but for goodness sake, really, you go and buy your kids a bag of chips or you know what I mean, and they're around about the same price.
Oh, yeah. Louise, you're telling me I bought a packet of Smith's Original the other day. It was
$5. Well, there you go.
I'd rather buy an avocado, I can tell you that.
So what are we worried about? And all I say is, look, you know, still buy them, of course, because we still need to support our Aussie growers.
Yeah.
And so when there's not a lot of something around, of course the price will go up. But it's not drastic. Well, I know that in the past we have avocados for 99 cents, and that's because there's a glut. There's a huge amount around.
Well, the best place to buy the avocados is at Arnold's Fruit Market, I can tell you that.
Yep.
That's where you can go get them. Thank you very much to our Oranga girl, Louise Arnold. Look, I still want to know, Ollie, though. I still want to fix this. I still want to do the avocado donation drive.
It did seem like she was saying it's not an issue.
No, it's still an issue. There's no more avocados.
All right.
Well, donate your avocados. If you've got an avocado tree, give me a call, 13 12 16.
Tom, I have been working behind the scenes for you, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Been prepping a little treat for you because, you know, you're a good guy. And, you know, one thing that we all know, hopefully by now, is that you're a big fan of Grant Denyer.
I love...
You know, Grant Denyer is someone that you obviously idolise and in a lot of ways emulate, both physically and performatively. Would you agree with
that? I
hope
you can hear me breathing out.
Would you agree? So, I mean, how do you feel about Grant Denyer? Like, obviously, you don't want to talk up too much your affiliation with him. You downplay it, don't you?
Well, I have no affiliation with him. He's just... He was a great sunrise weatherman.
Yeah? And...
That's all he's known for his
work. No, it's not all he's known for, Tom. And I know you're a big fan because I went through your YouTube history.
Okay.
And I saw three recently watched videos. First one was the microphone incident that broke Grant Denyer. You'd watch that one. Yeah, there was another one. Grant drops dead at Jessica's answer.
This is not true.
It is true, Tom. It says watched on the videos now on YouTube, so I could see what you watched. Third one was Sunrise, the best of Grant Denyer, which was a 5-minute compilation. Mm. So I know you emulate him.
5-minute compilation.
I know you emulate him, and it's not surprising. You're actually quite similar in a lot of ways.
Mm, how?
Well, we'll get to those, Tom, because there was a video you hadn't watched on YouTube, and it's called The Grant Denyer Question. It's another Family Feud-based video.
Good.
And in that video, in that question on the
show... I can't believe you're stealing
show,
time away from my relationship advice, but anyway.
This is all for your benefit, because it's a massive win for you here.
Good.
Ready?
Yeah.
Now, in that video, the question is... Name a word to describe Grant Denyer, right? Now, I watched the video and I couldn't help but notice that, mate, luckily and great for you, there's a lot of similarities with you and Grant because I've realised if you sub in your name into that question, it just flows. It really works. Let's take a listen.
You can tell I haven't seen this card before. name a word you might use to describe...
Tom Bainbridge.
I'm listening.
I'm sorry, but short.
Straight out of the box. Great. Yes, maybe true.
Yes. Tom, let it go. Number one, short. Yeah. Now, look, that's obvious, isn't it?
Ah, that's mean. That's, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not mean. I mean. This was on the show, so I didn't write the question.
I'm not short.
Well, you are. Number two, Tom, there was the second response was given, and again, it matches up quite well.
Leanne.
We met you earlier, and I think you're quite charming.
Oh, that's nice. True. That's lovely.
See, the audience like it. Yeah.
Am I charming?
Sorry, so you thought you were going to get charming.
Yeah,
there, didn't
I did,
you?
Yeah.
No, well, the audience doesn't agree.
Is this actually like, or what have they done here? I don't get it.
Name a word to describe Grand Denyer.
Is that an actual
thing?
Yeah,
this is all about Grand Denyer. Wow. Yeah, so, I mean, it's funny how it subs in. Finally, the third one, Tom, have a listen. It's very hard to hear the first answer, but it's have a listen.
Funny. Ah, I love you.
Funny, yeah.
Let's have a look.
Hey, so, look, deep within all the, you know, the short and the not charismatic, at the very least, Tom, you do have in common with Grant Denyer. You're both funny, you're both short, and both will one day host a successful game show. Tom, I had an awkward bus encounter, and it's the same problem that I think I've been facing for years now, for basically my entire public transport experience, and I feel like others would have also felt this, right? On a busy bus, it's all the seats are full. I had a seat, and a lady gets on who I consider to be older than me, and I would say a fair bit older. Not like, but not really old, right?
Okay.
So probably like, my guess would be like 55, maybe 60, around that area, probably
right,
60.
So still moving. So still
healthy.
Still having vacations.
Totally. Still getting about. Yeah. She could play tennis on the weekends. I don't know what she does, but she looks reasonably active, right?
Yeah, totally.
Now, I was some meters from her, but when she got on, there was no seats, and I was kind of like, you know, I'm a respectful young person.
Mate,
I
you're
think.
A gentleman.
I try and be a gentleman. So I offered, just sort of gestured, oh, do you want this seat, right? She said, she indicates back, oh, no, I'm good, thanks, I'm good, okay. Thanks. She was fine about it, right? Yeah. Awkward thing was, I think the next stop, there was some shuffling around in the bus. Somebody else offered her a seat as well the second time.
Yep.
And I think she was annoyed. I think she sort of, I think she was like, why does everyone think I need a seat? You know? Like, what, do I look frail?
Yeah.
Which is awkward because if I was her, I would also be the same. I'd be like, I don't want everyone thinking I need a seat.
This is the issue why I never, this is why I never offer my seat.
Oh, you little brat. Look, of course.
Well, because you think that you're going to offend someone by...
Well, I don't know. I think at a certain, to some extent, it's flattering and, you know, older people go, oh, aren't you nice? But if it happens a few times, like this lady, she was annoyed. What I would love on 13, 12, 16 is to have someone, perhaps of an older age, if you have some thoughts on this, have you been in this scenario or can you imagine... Like, is it offensive? Would you be annoyed if you're offered a seat a couple of times, maybe on the bus? Or is it always rude? Yep. Or is it always polite?
You know what I think it should be? When what? Is your middle-agedness just really stuck in? Like, when has it really become...
When was the first time someone offered you a seat and you went, oh, God?
Well, when... No, when is your middle-agedness,
yeah, right.
Right, just really come to light? What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Or do you want to hear from people specifically to do with the bus?
I'd love to clarify the issue for me because I want to, like, if someone could call up and say, look, I'm of this age and I always find it nice, then that'd be reassuring.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah.
If someone calls up and says, yeah, it's kind of annoying when you think you're healthy and you get offered a seat.
Okay. So the question is on 13, 12, 16, are you in the middle age bracket and do you get offended if people offer you a seat on public transport?
That's basically it.
With the return of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here coming on Sunday night on Southern Cross Tenley at 6:30 and followed by the return of X-Files. It's going to be a massive night of telly.
We loved this show last year. So this year we are gearing up again for a whole new host of celebs heading into the jungle.
Yeah.
And clues were released, weren't they?
Well, there's mystery surrounding who's going to be in the jungle. That's always one big thing before, you know, that's why you watch on Sunday night because you find out who the celebs are and it's all fun. You'll be watching, Ollie?
Oh, yeah.
No. I want you to watch it.
Well, yeah, I'll try.
Well, what else are you going to be doing?
My TV's not the best.
Do you want to come around to mine and watch it?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. So one of the clues piqued our interest, didn't it? An AFL legend who has created headlines on and off the field. Mm. We were at breakfast yesterday. We rattled this over our brains and we're like, who could this be?
If it was NRL, it'd be bloody Mitchell Pearce. That's for sure. But AFL, topical. there's a couple of different options. And one springs to mind that's definitely a local name. And that's Ackermanis.
Jason Ackermanis. We've got his boots in here in the studio.
I still wear his soccer boots that he gave me.
Do you?
To soccer.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, Pele boots.
He gave you a pair of Pele boots.
I'm famous at St. Pat's for the guy who wears the Pele boots.
And I've worn his undies probably twice more after that incident.
Oh, that is weird.
It was a desperate time.
Very weird. Anyway, Tom.
Desperate time.
Moving on.
Long story, if you want to check that out, 1049starfm.com.au to find out why I'm wearing Acker's undies.
I think it's been deleted.
Look, we think it's Ackermanis, though. And if it's Ackermanis, Ollie, I know through my little pipes of information that all the celebs are in lockdown right now. Right. Which means that if it is Ackermanis, he wouldn't be able to be seen around town.
He wouldn't have been seen for probably, what, a couple of days?
At least. Like, I reckon he'd be gone for at least a week.
Okay,
because
cool.
These celebs are in lockdown. So what we thought we'd do, we'd put on our investigative hats, we'd call around town and just see if anyone has seen Jason Ackermanis.
Good morning, Arnold.
Kathy
speaking.
Hey, Kathy. Just wondering if you've seen Jason Ackermanis around at the store, maybe, or
not that I know him.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Have you seen him on the street at all, though?
Outside.
No.
Is
it
okay.
A trick question?
No.
No, we're just looking for him.
That probably affirms our theory. That's okay. All good.
Okay. All good.
Hello, Graham speaking.
Hey, Graham, the secretary from the Hoppers Football Network Club. Have you seen Jason Ackermanis recently?
Yes.
How recently was it, Graham?
It was Monday night.
Monday night, interesting. Was he acting a bit sus or was he being normal?
He's been the coach of the Hoppers.
He's been the coach of the Hoppers.
Okay.
So authoritarian and impressive.
He's still here.
Yeah, cool.
Hello.
Hello, is this Chris Young from the Border Mail?
Speaking.
Sports reporter?
Yep.
Full-time Ginger?
Yeah, g'day, Ollie. What's up, mate?
We're just wondering if you've seen Jason Ackermanis recently.
I haven't seen him, no.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're not best of mates, buddy. I don't just hang out with Jason Ackermanis.
But you're both redheads.
If I need to talk to him, I'll just ring him up. I've got his number. It's not a big deal.
Well, we just think he might be on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Ooh.
You're on the wrong path. You've got the wrong guy.
What do you mean?
A little whisper. Might be true, might be false. Oh. B Favola.
B Rendon.
Who is that?
Favola. Oh, Brendan Favola.
Favola.
You have your ginger ears to the ground, my friend. And they're very good. They're very good. Thank you for this tidbit, Chris.
Yeah, we'll call.
You've altered the course of this investigation.
We'll go for that lead then. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, no worries, boys.
Oh, my God, Ollie.
Chris Young, Bournemouth sports reporter, knows his stuff.
He's got a big lead there. Brendan Favola could be the one going into the South African jungle on Sunday night.
And
so,
Chris was kind enough to give us his number as well.
He was kind enough, just sharing Fev's number around. If you want it, give us a call. No, we won't do that. We gave a Mr. Brendan Favola a call. Now, what happened will shock you. And we'll find out whether this is right on Sunday night. But we think that a Mr. Brendan Favola is going into the jungle. And here is proof.
That's an overseas ringtone. Oh, my God. He's in the jungle already. Probably asleep. Or turned off.
To turn on your free telephone,
Tom, that is good evidence.
That is a surefire.
Is that conclusive?
Oh my God! That's overseas. We called his Australian number.
Rendon is overseas.
That is an overseas thing. He's on I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here. That is surefire evidence. We've cracked the code.
We've cracked that code.
Yes.
High five.
Yep. Good spies.
I can't reach.
Have you ever wanted to yell at your Google Maps, going, "Oi, oi, Google, take me to Macca's"? Okay, Google, take me to Woolies.
Oh, like, yeah, sure, definitely.
Like Aussie slang and stuff.
Oh, no. But let me guess, I can now do that.
You are just not the everyman, are you?
What? So what you're saying?
Like, you can understand how people would want to go, okay, Google, take me to Woolies.
Yeah, but I've never thought.
Or, okay, Google, take me to Macca's.
Yeah, for sure. Not oi. I've never thought I'd love to be able to say in an Aussie accent, oi, go to Macca's.
But the phrase itself, you've wanted to say that to your phone and it would understand what you're saying.
It seems like a fun thing to do. Yeah. Seems like it'd be enjoyable. I haven't previously thought about that, but
I know that people listening have wanted to say that, and I know that
you don't know that.
Yeah, I do, because that's what normal people want to do.
Well, you can't know.
Well, okay, Google, take me to Brizzy.
Brizzy,
like Brisbane.
Say Brisbane, surely.
Oh my god!
But you got to say Siri. You can't just say acronyms and shortenings.
Hey, I don't know if I want to continue. Okay, basically. You just are unexcited about everything,
aren't
you?
Pretend I'm not here.
You're unexcited about everything.
No, it's great.
Oh, guys. All right, I'm not talking to Ollie. Hey, you know what you can do now? You can, on Google, you can go, okay, Google, take me to the nearest Macca's. It now understands, like, Australian slang, which is pretty cool. You can say, take me to the nearest Macca's. You can say, send a message to Darren. Are we on for footy, the Savo? You can say, where's the closest servo? Brizzy, Woolies. And they've celebrated this, right? Ollie, you might like this part, so you can come back in. Just come back in. You might like this part. They've celebrated this by having...
This is the Macca's thing? No, I'm listening. I'm listening, yeah. No, I'm listening. What?
They've... Oh, my God.
Well, I've come back in now, so at least they were going to say. They've celebrated this by...
They've celebrated the fact that they're doing Australian slang voices. By doing a video and listen.
I've been everywhere. I've been to Wollongong, Geelong, Currajong, Mullumbimby, Mittagong, Molong, Grongrong, Goondiwindi, Yarra Yarra, Boondara, Wollongara, Tarramurra, Boggabri, Gundagai, Narrabri, Taboobara, Goolgong, Adelong, Billabong, Cabramatta, Parramatta, Wangaratta,
that's good. Yeah, I'll call you back later.
You've just completely ruined it. You've ruined the segment.
We've got more chances. We can do another one.
Can we?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know if I can come back.
It's only 6:16.
You've literally just ruined a funny little gag about a Google voice.
You got
singing
all
the I've been everywhere
man
song.
You've got all the information across. Everyone's heard this, what you've said. The stat
in a non-fun way, though. Everyone feels down now. It's Friday morning. We're supposed to be putting out a really good vibe. And here you are, sitting across the desk, not being excited by anything that
I
said.
It was good news. I hadn't thought about it previously. I think it's a great thing.
Great. Are you going to use the...
I think that should be the fun one. Well, that segment there, that's great. The fun one for me.
Well, no one will call and it'll just make us feel like this again.
You can get more Tom and Ollie weekdays from 6 a.m. on Star FM.
Check it out.
Or if you're like me and need a Tom and Ollie fix 24/7, check out starfm.com.au.
Tom and Ollie on Star FM.
Tom and Ollie, weekdays 6 till 9 on Star FM.
And on Facey at Tom and Ollie.